It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's call of the day brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey and by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. Right now on the line, we have the host of You Better, You Bet, and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos.
All right, so Nick, Jets, how are you attacking them from a betting perspective this weekend?
Oh, man, I just, you know, this is like the Brokeback Mountain thing with the Mets. Like, I can't quit them. I love the Jets on Sunday night. And at some point, like, I'm the idiot. Maybe that's just what it is. Monday night was 3 hours of agony with the Jets bet against the Buffalo Bills. Zerline's still kicking, right?
Yes.
It's just like, how is he still on the roster is what I want to know. I guess, how's that possible?
That is fantastic. I love Costos. By the way, before we get back to the calls here, 888-808-1019, I want to hear from Mets fans, Yankee fans, of course, ahead of their important game today, Mets Game 5, NLCS out at Citi Field at 5 o'clock. You get the Yankees tonight, real series back on here. Yankees kind of need to win this game here, Game 4 tonight at 8 o'clock. There's something happened today, BT, in our show meeting. I don't know if you've noticed this, and I'm surprised Hoff has not brought it up at all today. Hoff, you let this go. It happened. You know what I'm talking about or no?
No, I have no idea.
You have no idea what I'm talking about?
I mean, neither do I.
No, BT wouldn't because I don't think he saw it.
Okay.
But you left Hoff hanging.
I did? Hoff, what, when I walked in the room?
Hoff, you want to acknowledge this now? Because I saw it, and I think you played it off like nobody saw it.
Really?
He tried to.
Well, I do. And Hoff, hold on. I do remember walking in, dapping you up like I was reaching over, giving you a high five. Yeah. So, okay, look, what did I do?
And then at the end of the meeting, as BT normally says, customer, all right, I got to go bleep.
Well, I said I had to go to the bathroom,
right.
And I did.
And then you did, and then Hoff reached out.
Ooh. Oh, I did, yeah.
You reached out. Well, Hoff, you got to admit it now. I mean, come on, you sat on it.
I didn't even,
after BT left, he didn't acknowledge it to me. Like, if you left, you'd be like, oh, BT left me hanging. Didn't even say it. You sat on it for 4+ hours.
You want to know why? Because I've been getting that a lot lately. I've been getting the cold shoulder. Not just from you. Like, Olivia Day just totally just pushed me aside.
Really?
I'm actually real pissed.
That's probably more disconcerting than me leaving you hanging since he's the boss.
Right. BT didn't see it, legit, if the boss is not.
Oh, no, I saw it.
Yeah,
you're lucky I didn't dap you up after I got back from the bathroom.
Exactly. I was going to say, when are you reaching out to dap? I got to go take a...
That is awkward, though. Sometimes that's happened to me. Like, you got the hand out and you just pretend like, did anybody see that? I've done it.
But it was funny because I was looking directly at Hoff. I saw him extend his fist to you.
Oh, my bad.
You walked away, and then he kind of slowly like pulled it back.
Withdrew it
in defeat.
Pulled it back in defeat, but kept a smile on his face. And like, did you not think I saw it? I was looking right at you. You didn't think I was going to bring it up?
In that situation, you hope no one sees it. That's the one thing you don't want. You don't want anyone to recognize it. It didn't happen. It's all
good. Now, I got one for you. That is funny. What's worse, actually? When you get left hanging, or you going for a handshake with somebody that you know but don't know incredibly well, and you do two different hands. Now, I don't mean the gentleman, how are you, nice to meet you, business handshake.
Stick shift, right?
I mean, like, you know, the half hug, the half whatever. Yeah. You're not in sync, and it's like, well, that was awkward.
You know what I don't like? Like, if I don't do the handshake properly, like somebody grabs my fingers as opposed to the whole hand.
That drives me insane. I go back for another one.
Yeah, I've done that before.
My dad, you know, I don't have massive hands. I've got probably slightly above average hands, right? But nothing crazy.
Right.
Not like meat hooks, but certainly not small. Yeah. For sure. And I should get that out there. Anyway, so my dad taught me how to shake a hand properly, and I do the same thing with my son and my daughter,
There's
too.
There's a way to do it?
Well, you got to look somebody in the eye. Right. You want to, you know, not that you want to establish power, but in a power position.
Yeah, yeah.
There's generally, like, one pump there. There's a couple of ways to do it.
Okay, but here's the issue. Like, so I think I do that, too, but then it's like, if I look somebody in the eye, now I'm taking my eyes off the hand, and then, like, I extend my hand, but maybe I'm not extending it enough. Maybe
that's my issue. They get part of it, and you feel like... like a wuss. That's the most helpless feeling.
Yeah, I feel like a weakling.
I go back for another one.
Yeah. And how do you do that?
Now, it depends who it is. Like, I mean, it's probably only happened like three or four times where it's like, oh, God, that was gross, man. Yeah.
Come on, we need another one, bro.
This is unacceptable. I got to come back. I got to come correct. Like, I'd say if it's happened four times, three times, I laughed it off and I was like, oh my God, you know, I don't know. What time I hurt my finger. I jammed my finger. Let me get, I'll make up an excuse. You can't go out with a limp handshake. That is, as a man, that is unacceptable.
Do you go with the little extra squeeze, though? Like, sometimes you go and you want to show a little more power, so you give a little extra squeeze to the handshake.
Out of respect, not as a flex, like, oh, I'm stronger than you, but just out of, like, but definitely not like that.
It's almost like tapping an ass, right? You're just like, oh, you squeeze a little harder.
Well, it depends.
Like,
I mean, whose ass do we tap? There's, like, the dugout ass tap, and then there's, you know.
What kind of show is this?
I don't know.
I'll tell you who gives great handshakes.
I like this version.
Like, I'm just thinking, Terry Collins, I remember giving him, like, after a show.
Strong.
Which feels weird, too, because, like, it's after a show just like it was after a game
where you shake
everybody's hand. I'm like, it's great. I get to shake TC. Very strong.
Overpowered
good
you?
No.
Oh, good.
Good eye contact. He knows how to do it. But all the time, maybe it's me, but yeah, there are times where it's like, I give the dead fish kind of. I don't do it, but the wrong part of my hand is grabbed.
Do you have small hands? I mean, that's a question that's got to be asked here.
It's not big, but still, like, go all the way in.
You have to. You got to go in. It's not just hand, like, you actually.
I think that's what I do.
There's an angle to it.
Yeah.
There's an angle
But the fist pump should erase all this stuff, which is why I like that. Like, give me the fist pump. That's it.
I don't mean the fist pump's easy. Yeah. And if you miss, like, it's impossible to mess up the fist pump. Now, unless you have zero coordination.
I'm talking about
where it's like, and I know not all of you can see this, where it's like this, and then it's a hug. And then they try to twist it.
The bro hug. I know. You get caught in between.
The bro hug is so much easier than anything else these days.
Anyway, you left Hoff hanging, and I can see the defeat in Hoff's face. After a productive meeting, he was just sitting there pulling his fist back, hoping that I didn't see it.
Real quick, though, I know we went off the handshake. So remember Stephen A's show, quite frankly, back in the day when he was just becoming a star? I was a guest on it. I think it was Shaq or Iverson was supposed to go there, and they couldn't go on. So he's like, dude, I need you on my show. It was me and Chipper Jones bringing the D-list or me, right? I'm like, yeah, I got you. Now, we were working together, and we had our handshake. I'm like, telling you right now, because it's a live studio audience. Yeah. I said, if when I come out there and you introduce me and you give me a different handshake and you make me look like the white guy who's got no flow, it's over. I'm like, do the handshake that we always do. He's like, I got you, brother.
Did it right?
Of course. But, like, the handshake, if it's not done, like, either, you know, like the dead fish, which is just, that's the worst. Even when women shake hands like that, it's uncomfortable. You got to shake the hand. Like, I teach my daughter, shake your hand like a woman of strength, you know?
Right.
But when the handshake gets broken, it's the worst. It's hard to recover from sometimes.
It's demoralizing. And they're trying to pick up. Maybe that's why Hoff delivered that lineup so depressingly.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.